Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we read out your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And then our guest expert answers them. He also takes advice from the Holy Quran and the Ahadith of Noble Prophet and the Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Brother Liaqat is a Hausa scholar, and he has also expertise in psychology. Well, today I'll read out a question that a mother has that she does not seem to have, like her child, alhamdulillah, does not seem to have any problem, but she wants to know about some of the insights. So, I'll read out the question. She says, what insights do we have about the childhood phase of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and what can his hidden upbringing teach us for navigating our own times?
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The life of Sahib al-Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farjahu al-Sharif, is kind of hidden from all of us. Yeah, like from his birth itself. You know, his birth, like the pregnancy phase, was also hidden from people.
Yeah.
And his birth was also hidden. Like, people never knew, like, Imam Hasan al-Askari al-Islam is having a son.
Yeah.
Except for a handful of
confidential
followers.
Confidential people, yeah.
Very confidential people, exactly. So this upbringing phase until 5... was directly by Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was basically the main upbringer of Imam Sahib al-Zaman until the age of 5. And from then onwards, another phase starts, that is the phase of his imamat itself, the imamat of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. So during these 5 years, we see in history that the imam, the 11th imam, would not introduce the 12th imam to anyone who would come into the house.
Yeah.
So he was in the house, but he was not introduced. Like, he would not be even seen. Why? Because he would be in another room. Mm-hmm. So the people would come, they would meet the imam, the 11th imam, and they would leave.
Yeah.
Except for a few, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, so of course, because his life is hidden, mm-hmm. even during the phase when he was with his father,
mm-hmm.
So we don't know, like, much about what styles were used in the upbringing.
Yeah.
One of the things which we can extract from this process is, it's not always necessary that, okay, someone who is, it should be always apparent for us to do the proper upbringing. No, it's not necessary. Even while hidden, example, I would say about those parents who are a bit far away from their children,
mm-hmm.
they have to take up this responsibility as well, like to do the proper upbringing, even if they are far away, for whatever reason. Okay, sometimes it's a kind of obligatory reason to be away from the kids, probably because of earnings and stuff. But the proper upbringing, of course, the main thing and the main suggestion I would say is that the parents to be near the kids, near their children, in order to bring
as possible.
As much as possible.
Yeah.
And from age 5, because his father is not there, and he has gone into Ghaibat al-Sughra, like it's the minor occultation, and he's the imam now, but still you have someone or the other, like for a, I would say a part of time, even after that, like it is narrated or it is said that he has been taken away to Medina by his aunt, okay, from Samarra after the martyrdom of his father, Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. So still there was someone to provide security to the imam. Of course, he's the imam of the time. And he... and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main caretaker of the imam.
Right.
But on the other hand, there is someone like whom the 11th imam has appointed.
Yeah.
So after me, you take him to Medina so that he lives away from the threat of the soldiers around his house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, we don't know the whole thing. Like from when he started to live all alone by himself, there was no one with him.
Mm-hmm.
What is the time period like after that? What? Everything is a kind of mystery.
Right.
Okay?
And that mystery gets a lot of questions in our mind. So we'll take a short break here and we'll be back in a while.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Wa Khaliquna, Wa Rasiquna, Wa Huwa Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us. And so we're talking about taking insights from the life of Imam Zama, from his childhood and how he lived alone or how he managed alone. So you're saying that you're talking about minor occultation, and then it's not well known where did he live exactly and how.
Exactly. So, but what is well known is that he had a nawab, like he had representatives, and the four famous representatives he had, who would come in contact with the Shias, and they would act as mediators between the Imam and the Shias. Okay, so this is about his life until the age of 72. Like, he was at the age of 72 in reality when the major occultation actually started. Okay. So now the question rises over here for all of us, that about what about the upbringing of the Imam himself? Like, he was brought up by the 11th Imam. Yeah, so there is no nux, there is no, I would say, gap in the upbringing. So whatever requirement is needed for the 12th Imam in upbringing was provided by the 11th Imam for sure. Because because he was still in a kind of hidden manner, there was a kind of, there is a curtain between what had happened during his early stages of childhood. Because around his house, they were all soldiers, so he can't go outside to play with other kids, okay?
So amid all these curtains and hidden things, what do we extract today?
So today, I would say, of course, the upbringing of the 12th Imam might be a bit different, and there would be a different dimension provided by the 11th Imam, that is to prepare him for the major and minor occultation, and for a very long time period where he has to await await bringing the whole of justice into this world, because all the other imams, even the 11th imam, had different responsibilities, isn't it? Like, they were living and they had contact with the Shias, but the 12th imam, after a point of time, he would not have the contact, that contact which was there with the previous Shias. So I think for all of us, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, this is very important. And this can be done by all of us as well, okay? If we are providing the maximum level of upbringing and the maximum techniques of upbringing to our children, even in the short time period, whatever we have, okay? We don't know when our life is going to end. example, about the 11th Imam, he got martyred as early as 28. He was 28 when he got martyred, yeah?
Yeah.
So, but the whole upbringing was provided to him in those 5 years itself, you see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care after that.
Indeed.
So I would say, try your level best.
Right.
So, do whatever you can.
One of the biggest points that we have concluded so far in this discussion is that sometimes, unfortunately, what we forget is that Allah is there, right? It's not just you who has to do entire efforts. Yes, you have to do your best, but also remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there.
Yep.
So we'll take a short break and be back in a while.
Ya muqri al-khayrat, ya muqri al-khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. This is the last part of today's episode. And Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here with us discussing what are the upbringing tacts that we can extract from the life of the last Imam. So, because there are so many curtains and the life was hidden. So you were talking about the things that we can extract for upbringing from the life of Imam himself. But you also said that we have to know that the 11th Imam made his all efforts in those very first 5 years of Imam's life. And as long as Imam was alive, he did his all efforts. So efforts were there.
Yeah. For us, like we as parents, we think life is too long and we are going to live a long life. Normally people think like this, yeah? We are going to live a very long life. We will see our kids growing. They're going to become teens. They're going to get married. We can see their children.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of time in order to do upbringing, like until teenage and until 20s, you see, so 20 years. This shouldn't be the concept in our mind.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to do upbringing. You know, there's a hadith where the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, recite your prayer as if it is your last one, yeah? So, like, this is your last prayer. Recite in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, do upbringing in a manner that after this you can't get, or you won't get the opportunity of doing upbringing to your own children.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone, or maybe there's no one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like it's Allah's will, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So try your level best. Be kind to your child. Like this is of course a kind of suggestion to all the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being kind to the children, being good to them, providing the security, providing the warmth and comfort and love, which is required by the child. Right now, think that this is the last day of your life, yeah? And do a bringing in that manner. And example, I would tell that mother or even father, I would tell those parents, okay, think that today is your last day and after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take away your life. What would you do? Would you not kiss your child? Would you not call your child with good names?
Yeah.
Would you not take him out for a walk?
Yeah.
So you'll
be good.
Yeah, you will be good, definitely.
Entirely.
Entirely.
Yeah.
So act in the same manner today and tomorrow and day after tomorrow and for your rest of your life.
Yeah.
And you will see the upbringing style, the richness, the quality in upbringing changes a lot.
Changes, as Imam Ali al-Islam puts it very beautifully, like live as if you have to live forever and prepare for death as if you have to die.
Right just now, right exactly. Now, right so away. So it's very important for us as parents to keep this, I would say, in golden letters, that do upbringing as if today is your last day.
All right.
Yeah. Inshallah, if this happens, then many things, many issues in upbringing would definitely be resolved very soon.
Yeah. So sometimes the curtains of, curtains in front of our eyes regarding that akhirah come in front of us and we are unable to see for ahead journey that's ahead of us, and we just behave whatever the way we want to, unfortunately. But as beautifully you mentioned, that behave with your children as if it's your last day. And, you know, that way the parents throw away their all anger, they throw away all their worries, and they're their best, the best of their version with their kids. So if they, so what you're trying to say is that if they just apply all that on the children just today and every day, the upbringing style will change definitely. Inshallah. Thank you. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you for coming. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.